This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ عباده المؤمنين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتفقد الطير فقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين. صدق الله العظيم. So we move further into this amazing, riveting, intriguing, mesmerizing tale, story and narrative of Sulaiman alayhi salam. We discuss the aspect of the end, the communication, the correspondence, the maturity, the, you know, all the related aspects to it. Now verse 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his interaction with a particular bird. People are familiar with this word in the Quran, hudhud or hoopoe, as many would translate it. Scholars say that this bird had the ability to locate water, and this was the task assigned to this bird, that whenever Sulaiman alayhi salam would be traveling with his army and then they would halt, obviously it was a mobile, you know what, whole force that was moving together, and then this bird would locate the location of water, the jinnat would dig up the place, water would come forth, and they would use it for their ablution facilities, etc. So let's reflect over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys to us in this verse. And this is real, this is absolute, this is divine. This is not diluted, this is not exaggerated. This is from the Almighty. Absolute truth, absolute truth. La rayba fi, there is no doubt in it, there is no doubt in it. So verse 20 of chapter 27, وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرَ فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ. So on a particular instance, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam inspected the birds. He checked around, he inspected his army, وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرَ, and he observed that Hudhud was absent. Now, just again appreciate how much the scholars dissect. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ, verse 20, opening verse, opening portion of the verse, he inspected. From this, the scholars deduced that as a guardian, as a mentor, as a parent, as a teacher, as a tutor, your eyes needs to be open and you need to be watchful and vigilant. Are you monitoring the class? Are you seeing your attendees? Are you aware of your congregants? Are you taking note as an imam? Well, so-and-so is absent today. As the head of the family, I don't see this cousin, that nephew, this niece. Are we taking note of people, or is their presence and absence equal to us? Sulaiman alayhi salam is consciously monitoring. We know the incident of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, where he inquired about so-and-so, where's he? And then they said he's unwell. And then Umar radiallahu anhu paid him a visit and went to, you know, offer him nursing and comfort, etc. This was the practice of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would be conscious, he would be monitoring. They were out in Tabuk and he said, you know, asking about Abu Khaythamah. And then a person, horseman, comes galloping and he says, Kun Aba Khaythamah, Kun Aba Khaythamah. This will be Abu Khaythamah, and lo and behold, it is Abu Khaythamah. So sadly today, we are so consumed in our own lives that we don't have the time and the moment to share in the happiness of others, or to express our condolences or commiseration or empathy and sympathy in the pain and the agony of others. First portion of the ayah, وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ. This is the Quran. And this is what I'm trying to drive the message. We get guidance in every aspect. Man needs, human needs guidance all the time. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. And Allah took you out of the belly and the womb of your mums and brought you into this earth. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You knew absolutely nothing. And in another verse of the same chapter 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْعُمُرِ. Then as you progress and you achieve and you accomplish, and in the latter part of your life, you return to the worst point of weakness, feebleness, you lose your intellect, your memory, your concentration, your recognition, etc. لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. And you end up knowing nothing after having acquired so much. So man needs to be told and guided constantly. I always say the Prophet ﷺ received revelation till his last breath. The last verse to be revealed was وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, and fear the day in which you would return to Allah. The last chapter to be revealed was Surah An-Nasr, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, which is also known as Tawdi', the chapter of bidding farewell. Okay, let's take the second portion of the same ayah. فَقَالَ سُلَيْمَانَ, said, مَالِي, what's the matter with me? لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ, I don't seem to spot Hudhud. Again, here in Qurtubi it is written, Ibn Arabi's qawl has been mentioned, that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he realized that he cannot see, recognize, identify, and spot a bird that was part of his army, his first point of introspection was, is it something wrong with me? Has Allah curtailed this bounty from me momentarily as a disciplinary measure? Because I enjoyed the privilege of the presence of this bird, and suddenly this bird is not here. As a parent, my son is not here anymore, my daughter is not here. Is it that he has defaulted and he's not serving me? Or is this divinely an aversion because of a setback from me? Fudail bin Ayyad rahimahullah used to say whenever I would notice that my children rebel or my conveyance rebels, I would realize that this is due to a slip up on my part. Right? These were the pious. إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَمَالَهُمْ, and this is mentioned in Qurtubi, إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَمَال, أَمَال is the plural of the word أَمَل, for those that are into Arabic. أَمَل means hope, أُمْنِيَّة, you know, aspiration. طول الأمل, as we say, a person who is very ambitious in this world. May Allah save us from that. The believer's gazes on Akhirah. So, إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَمَالَهُمْ تَفَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The pious were those, when they could not accomplish their goals, they used to examine and interrogate their actions. Where have I gone wrong? إِذَا رَأَيْتَ قَصَاوَةً فِي قَلْبِكَ وَوَهْنًا فِي بَدَنِكَ وَحِرْمَانًا فِي رِزْقِكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ قَدْ تَكَلَّمْتَ بِمَا لَا يَعْنِيكَ. Right, in تَنْبِهُ الْغَافِلِينَ, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi has mentioned it as قَالَ بَعْضُ الصَّحَابَةِ, that some of the Sahaba had mentioned, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ وَهْنًا فِي بَدَنِكَ إِذَا رَأَيْتَ قَسَاوَةً فِي قَلْبِكَ, when you find that your heart has become hard, it's just not receptive. You know, as the hadith says that some lands are soft, the water seeps through it, and the land becomes fertile, and then there's so much produce that comes out of it. And other land is hard, rocky, and it just doesn't soften up. So there is no, the land is not fertile and not conducive for farming. And likewise are the hearts of humankind. Some are soft. So when the rain of revelation comes, it just responds. And then there is the growth and the production of nobility and spirituality, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran. تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس. That the believer's tree is producing fruit at all times. He's in goodness, he's in character, he's in generosity, he's in selflessness, he's in worship. In essence, what is he doing? يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. Whatever he's doing from the morning till the evening, in one line, he's searching for the pleasure of Allah. Inna sa'yakum lashatta. Indeed, your endeavors are diverse. Some are getting up to secure this world, procure this world, to indulge, to enjoy, to merrymake, and others are with the goal of earning the pleasure of Allah. So that's the second reflection of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. The third portion of the same ayah, barely one line, verse 20, أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. He looked around, he introspected, and of course he was a Nabi who would get revelation, and he realized that no, it wasn't anything on his part, and it's not like it was present and he did not see, because that's also possible. Sometimes I cannot see, oh, he's here, oh, okay, how are you? Nice to see you, sorry, you were hiding, you were camouflaging, I didn't recognize you. So sometimes a person is present, but you don't recognize him. It was neither that case also. So then it was the last option, أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ, or is it perhaps that he is from amongst those that are absent. And in the Arabic grammar, we would say, بَلْكَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. I think that Hudhud is absent. Now look at the authority that Allah had given King Solomon, alayhi salatu wasalam, Sulaiman, alayhi salam. Verse 21, لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Verse of the Quran, verse 21, chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. Where is this Hudhud? It hasn't reported, it hasn't informed me, it hasn't taken consent from me. This was the authority that Allah had given him. I will subject it to a severe form of penalty. لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّ. And if need be, I will slaughter it. If need be, I will slaughter it. I will subject it to a severe form of punishment or slaughter it. أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Or then it produces a tangible, valid, authentic explanation and justification. Wow. Look at the authority and the muscle and the clout that Allah had given to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And from the latter portion, again, look at the deduction. أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Or Hudhud comes up, presents, and then gives an explanation. The scholars deduce from that it is not correct for any person to take any disciplinary measures against any individual until and unless that person doesn't come up and he or she is not given a chance to explain and put context. So you cannot take any measure. You can sound a warning to say, listen, I need an explanation. I need context. I need clarification. I need perspective, right? Or else there'll be consequences. But you cannot institute the consequences. You cannot put, no, he hasn't come to work. Finish, that's it. Just send him a notice, a retrenchment notice. Retrenchment notice, done, it's over. He's been laid off. We're done. That's a company policy. No. We don't know what are the circumstances behind. I can appreciate that there is a situation and he needed to show up to work or whatever it is. It's important. But we don't know what are the backdrop of his absenteeism. So again, we learn, until and unless we don't have full details, we cannot take action. So that's verse number 21. So appreciate, we spoke about the end. We're now speaking about ulimna mantiqa tayr, understanding the language, conversing with the birds. And here, a particular bird, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam is angry, is upset. He's looked around, he's introspected, he's realized the bird is absent, he sounded a warning. Verse number 22. فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَقَالَ أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَئٍ بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ. My word, I hope everybody is appreciating and I hope I can adequately transmit that richness of the Quran. فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. Verse 22, it was barely a while. It was barely long. It was hardly long. It was just a matter of few moments. فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. And suddenly, hoopoo, Hudhud makes a presence. فَقَال, the bird speaks. فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَقَالَ أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ. Your Excellency, Your Majesty, O Sulaiman alayhi salam, أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ. I have secured and captured and intercepted some information, some data, which you don't have. Now, before I progress here, this brings into spin the question of etiquettes. Is it correct for a junior to address a senior by saying, I know something you don't know? Because it is possible for the junior to know something the senior doesn't know. And this also indicates the refutation that the prophets do not have the knowledge of the unseen. And that is our aqidah. Allah has the knowledge of the unseen. Allah has the knowledge of the unseen. Yes, there are certain chapters of the unseen that Allah has unveiled to the prophets. That's different. So what do we say? Allah is alimul ghaib. Allah knows it. And then Allah informs the prophets, you know, according to the wisdom of Allah and the knowledge of Allah, whatever he feels accordingly, he informs. The fact that Hudhud is reporting on an incident unknown to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam is the proof that he doesn't have the knowledge of the unseen. Coming back to the question here, the tone of the bird. And the scholars have said that although this bird had come across in an assertive way, and in the context of what the bird was saying, it is correct. The merits are in place because the bird knew something. But here the tone was more asking an explanation and giving a valid reason so that he cannot be implicated and there's no penalty unleashed upon him. Hence, even if you know something which is unknown to your senior, the etiquette and mannerism requires that you come across in a dignified way. So, the youth of today are techno-savvy. The older folks are not techno-savvy. So it's not appropriate for you to tell your dad or your granddad, listen, I've mastered this before you've opened your, you know, before you've even opened your phone, dad, or before you've, opened your iPad, granddad. Many old people are trying to get user-friendly and embracing technology, maybe a bit gradually, whatever it is. But the approach should be respectful, polite, courteous, and cordial. Nonetheless, the engagement does stimulate the discussion. Can you appreciate what I'm saying? Because we're getting a reflection from everything. So the exact verbatim translation, ahata yuhitu ihata, means to encompass, to surround. I have surrounded it. I've encompassed it. I have captured it. I've recorded it. I've preserved it. Bima lam tuhit bihi. Now, another question. Because the Hudhud knows something Sulaiman doesn't know, does this equate the superiority of the bird over Sulaiman? No, not at all. Why? Because this is juz'i and hissi. This is one small, isolated fraction of a particular thing. And it's possible that a student knows something the teacher doesn't know. That doesn't make that student superior to the teacher. And this is important because today's youth and younger generation, if they know one thing, then like, okay, who's your teacher? Well, actually, we both are teachers to each other. Because as much as he's taught me, I've also taught my teacher. No. That's not the approach. You've probably informed him or updated him or given him some input on a particular matter. It's a juz'i fadila, as we would say. Something in a subsidiary matter or something of not such great importance. Okay. So, أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَئٍ بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ وَجِئْتُكَ, and I'm coming to you from the nation of Saba, بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ, with a definite established piece of information. So Saba, we know, is in Yemen. They were also known as, this tribe was also known as Ma'arib, and it was known as Saba. It's like about a three-day journey from the Darus Sultana, from the capital, from Sana'a. I am coming to you from there. I'm coming to you from there. And I have absolute, authentic, reliable information to you. So everybody in the court are just overwhelmed by Hudhud arrival, coming the moment, quelling the tension, reporting to Sulaiman alayhi salam, not from a drone, not from a drone giving live coverage. This is divine arrangements. And the bird has arrived. Sulaiman alayhi salam is having this dialogue. Let's wait and see what is the information that Hudhud is going to present and divulge to Sulaiman alayhi salam, which is unknown to him.